Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're continuing to make our way through this beautiful season of the church year. Between the victory and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're heading toward the celebration of Pentecost. Later this week, we're going to celebrate one of my favorite solemnities and holy days is the ascension of our Lord. Because of its implications, what is it actually saying about what Jesus has accomplished, and what does it mean for everyone who's baptized into Christ? So beautiful. But the church gives us this week readings that kind of build up to it. And each day, for example, in the gospel reading, each day we're hearing Last Supper discourse, engagement of Jesus with the apostles, like John 14 through 17. And the central focus the church is bringing us to is listening to what Jesus said about the gift of the Holy Spirit, the advocate that Jesus kept assuring the apostles that he was leaving, he was going to leave them, and that startled them and I'm sure confused them and the rest of it. But he said, don't be afraid, don't be troubled, don't worry about it. I must go, really, to fulfill the Father's plan of really making it possible. He doesn't use the words right here in the gospel, but it comes later in the preaching of the apostles, to bring the kingdom of God and the power of God, the new life of the kingdom of God, to bring it to human beings, to bring salvation, the forgiveness of sins, you know, entering the waters of baptism, the new creation, a new life in the Holy Spirit, coming into the body of Christ, living in the church, having our sins forgiven, growing in holiness, entering into the mission of the Lord in the kingdom and extending it. So all of it's there. He said, all of this is going to depend upon the coming of the Holy Spirit, the advocate that Jesus said he would give. Now, for example, today, John 16, 5 through 11, Jesus said to his disciples, I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asked me, where are you going? Because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it's better for you that I go. It's better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the advocate will not come. But if I go, I will send him to you. And then these next verses are just really, really important. And when he comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Another translation is sin, righteousness, and judgment. So three things the Holy Spirit's coming to convict the world of. That's all of us who live in the world as well. Number one, sin. Why? Because they do not believe in me. So here, according to Scripture, friends, is the most fundamental, most serious sin, you know, in the sense of the source of it. Humanity is rejecting, in history, the demonic powers in the world, first of all, the world, the fallen dimension of the world. That is that, again, we've talked many times over the years, you know, the world from a biblical point of view, first of all, in the larger picture, it means the world God created. And what God created is good. There's another part of it, which is the fallen dimension of God's good creation. It's the fallen dimension of a world and powers within the world, that is, you know, social, political, financial, just disordered energies under demonic power, leading people to be lukewarm, to be blinded to God's revelation, to the knowledge of God, the love of God, causing people to walk in darkness and confusion and to call darkness light and light darkness, being enslaved by demonic power, but pounding our chests and being convinced somehow that we are radically autonomous, that we are, you know, in charge of everything in our own lives and we are the determiners of what's true and the rest of it. And then Jesus becomes just another person in the long lineup of spiritual gurus, spiritual leaders, great teachers, philosophers. And so that's where he's situated for most people on the planet. But he's anything but those things. He is the revelation of the kingdom of God. He's the Lord of all, the King of kings, the Savior of the world, the only Son of God, truly, right, from all eternity. And so John is telling us, quoting Jesus, saying, the Holy Spirit's coming to convict the world of its resistance to God, its resistance to the will of God, to the person of God, and ultimately, the great gift the Father has given to us in the Son. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not die but have everlasting life. The ultimate gift, God himself, comes to the world he created, a world that was made for him, the world that was made by him, and the world that was made through him and all his creation. And the Holy Spirit is coming to reveal through the life and the preaching of the church under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It takes God's grace for that sin and darkness that covers the human mind, the human heart, to be exposed by the light and the power of God's glory and his gospel. And it comes through a people who are alive to the Lord and love those that they're sharing the gospel with. And they're filled with the freedom now. They're not under the dominion of the world and the flesh and the devil. They're not trying to impress men. They're not trying to be crowned by the world. But now we have found the true treasure, are becoming alive in the Holy Spirit. And then that Holy Spirit given to us speaks to the human heart as we, as Jesus calls us to abide in him. How do we abide in Jesus? Well, the indwelling of the Spirit in us is, you know, God coming to live in us, and we're temples of the living God, and in the depths of our heart, God speaks to the core of your being, to your spirit, to your heart. If, like we heard from Philip Neri yesterday, if you're seeking him, if you will seek the full purpose of God in your life, enthroning him in your heart, and with passion and desire, pursuing the Holy Spirit within you, asking the Holy Spirit, show me more. Thank you, Holy Spirit, show me more. Thank you for showing me the life of Philip Neri, but show me more. How can I grow? Lord, I desire more of your Holy Spirit because I want to love you more. I want to learn how to love my neighbor. I want to overcome all the stuff inside me, you know, the pride, the lust, the anger, the depression, the discouragement, the despair, the impatience, all that stuff that's in the fallen human heart. You're giving me a new heart, Lord, and I receive it. So, friends, it's very easy to have received those sacraments, baptism, confirmation, and hardly ever think about them. And we don't realize what we've been given. And then the journey, unlike what Jesus is saying here, he's saying, look, the Holy Spirit's going to teach you. So be attentive. The Holy Spirit's going to equip you with power, so receive it. The Holy Spirit's going to help you be a conduit of God's grace and participate in the amazing and irrepeatably great mission of the kingdom of God. There's nothing like it. Friends, it's easy for us to get confused. We look around and we say, look at all the things that are happening on the earth, like great sports, you know, that are emerging and achievements in sports, or thinking about the constant talk about, for example, AI and all the things that human beings are creating. And it's like, that's where the action is. That's the big stuff, or what's going on Wall Street, or what's going on in the White House, or something like that. All those things matter. But in the picture of eternity, which you can get faith conviction for and insight through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, who makes God's plan come alive in us, brings about in us, if we're hungry and thirsty, brings about a renewed mind, and we're living in and from the kingdom of God, and we just see things differently. We have a different level of evaluation than what the world wants to deliver to us every single day. This is important. This is important. No, the Holy Spirit shows us that the presence of the kingdom of God, the author of salvation, the offer, excuse me, as well, of salvation, coming to a fallen world, the gift of a new creation, a new life in the Spirit. There's nothing bigger, absolutely nothing bigger. And why? It's because that life and that kingdom is the only thing that will last for all eternity. You know, that's worth living. It's coming into God's kingdom and God's new creation. So Jesus is saying here, Here's part of the mission of the Holy Spirit, to convict us, to convict the world, that all of us who are in the world, of the sin of refusing to believe in Jesus Christ come in the flesh, Jesus Christ risen from the dead, Jesus Christ ascended to the right hand of the Father, and Jesus Christ the Lord of all. And that acknowledgement is a surrender. It's not like, oh yeah, here's another great historical reality, you know, this famous person from history, and people say that's where he is, and oh, that's fine, that's interesting. No, to believe means to what? It means to radically surrender your life to the person of Jesus, to repent, to change your life, to go back to yesterday, Philip Neri, to have that hunger and understand he's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And now to believe means to not only believe the facts of salvation, but to entrust my entire life to him and to say, yes, Lord, in my mind, in my heart, in my will, in my emotions, in my memory, in everything, I want you. I want to give myself to you. I want to belong to you. I want to know your purpose for me. I want every spiritual gift you desire to give to me. I want to know your mission for me in this world. And I want to walk it out in communion with you, because greater are you that in me than the person, you know, any forces that are in the world. So that's number one. Jesus points out that Holy Spirit's going to convict us of that sin of unbelief in Jesus. Number two, righteousness, because I'm going to the Father. Well, one way to understand it, there's a variety of ways to see this, but Jesus is the one who gave to the Father what belongs to the Father. He gave to God what belongs to God. He obeyed the Father to the end. And it wasn't just like an oppressive, oh gosh, I got to do this stuff, commandments, commandments, you know, obedience, obedience. No, Jesus is so different than our proud hearts. He's absolutely in love with everything that pleases the Father. Commandments are life, right? Because it's the will of the good God, the Father, who's absolutely trustworthy. And Jesus has been vindicated. He is at the right hand of the Father. His way is the way of righteousness. His way is the way of truth. He is the model. He is the one now is at the right hand of the Father, crowned in glory, precisely because of his righteousness and his absolute surrender to the Father. And he said, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation. That's the third. So sin, righteousness, and condemnation, or sin, righteousness, and judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. The judgment against the fallen world, the world that resists God, the demonic powers that are in the world have been judged and condemned. And now, just waiting for the Lord's return, he will deal with all that rebellion against the Father and against the kingdom. He will deal with definitively. By the way, I just want to remind you about the booklet I wrote, Does God Judge? I'm giving away here on the program. This is partly the question. The last thing the Holy Spirit wants to give us is conviction about is judgment and God's judgments, which are good. And in that little booklet, I've just summarized what the church teaches, what the scriptures teach. It's really helpful to know that and have our hearts and minds wrapped around that so we understand God's plan and purpose and we can cooperate with it. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.